Are you all right? It's just that was a bit weird, and what was weird? Seriously, that was weird. Well, you know, Alex, and the way you were being. How are you being? Weird. And you've been weird since we got home, to be completely honest, you know, quiet and weird. So I thought that something might just be, you know, a little bit wrong. But if you're sure it's fine, then I mean, it's just you weren't acting like yourself. Okay. If you're sure that you're fine, I totally believe you. Absolutely. It's just so convincing. Just so convincing. Just amazingly convincing. And by amazingly convincing, I mean not at all convincing. And I know something's wrong, and I'm probably going to badger you until you tell me. So you might as well just give in now. Oh, okay. Okay. It's fine. Only it's not fine because something's wrong. Was it Alex? Okay, you just said no really, really quickly, and that makes me think that it was Alex, and I oh, okay, I get it. It's awkward, right? It's awkward because Alex is my ex, and yeah, that's the first time you've met, so it's nothing to do with that. Okay, it's everything to do with that, and did Alex say something when I was in the shop? I it's just Are you sure? All right, it's so why are you all upset? You're not upset. Now I might be wrong. I probably am wrong because well, I mean, you have nothing to be jealous of. I mean you really, really have nothing to be jealous of. But is it because Alex is my ex and you're jealous? Oh, so you know that you have no reason to be jealous, right? No, just stay. I know this is uncomfortable. It's yeah, I get it, and you probably just wanna end this conversation and but you really have nothing to be jealous of at all. Sorry, it's just I can't get my head around the fact that you'd be jealous of Alex. It's just it's Alex, and you're you, and I'm crazy about you. I am beyond crazy about you. I am so in love with you that it is frankly a little embarrassing. But it's not embarrassing. It's just I am. Give me a hand. Stop being difficult, just give me a hand. You are so important to me. And I am stupid in love with you. Ridiculously in love with you. Embarrassingly in love with you. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so obvious. Someone just has to see the way I look at you and they know that I am just so far gone. You are so special. And I don't think you realize what I mean when I say that. Because I know that sometimes the doubts creep in and they stick their claws in And then the insecurity takes hold. I know. And it breaks my heart, but darling, you have no reason to be jealous because you're it. That is... When I met you, I had no idea what was going to happen. I had no idea how happy I was going to be. And if I had, if I did know, I would have been terrified. Because I've never felt like this before. I'd never fallen so hard and so deeply before. And it's really scary. Only it's not, because it's you. I've always been a bit guarded. When I say a bit, I mean really. I've been really, really, really guarded. Because, you know, my first relationship didn't go so well. So I decided that I didn't want to give anyone the chance of hurting me like that ever again. So I was always... I held back. I didn't let things get too serious. And it was easy. Because the people I went out with were nice. But not... It was casual. It was just... fun. I didn't let it get serious. I didn't let anyone in. Because once you let someone in, that's when it gets dangerous. That's when it gets scary, and that's when I start to panic. And then there was you. And you just made it easy. I didn't realize that I was letting you in until you were inside. I didn't realize I was falling until I had already fallen. Because it was just so easy. Because with you, I never even thought about holding back, about playing a game, about keeping it casual, because I didn't think. I just felt. With Alex, I was always a little on edge. Nothing to do with it was me, because I couldn't let myself be vulnerable. I couldn't let anyone in. So I kept my distance. There was always a bit of space. I would always play everything off with a joke. But with you, I am painfully imperfect. With you, I'm fragile sometimes, stubborn sometimes, annoying quite a bit. With you, I am nerdy and perky and giddy and with you, I am myself. And I didn't plan it. I didn't, you know, sit down at some point in our relationship and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up. None of it was planned. And it wasn't what I wanted to happen. I didn't want to be vulnerable. I didn't want to let you in, because that is dangerous. But I did, because I couldn't help it. Because just being with you, just being close to you, makes me want to be closer. Makes me want to share, to open up, to let you see the bits of me that I don't like very much. Let you see my doubts and tell you about my insecurities. Because when it comes to you, I just couldn't help but fall in love. So, believe me when I say you have nothing to be jealous of or worried about or whatever else your doubts and insecurities are just whispering in your ear. Because you are it. You have all of me. And I mean all of me. The good bits, the bad bits, the embarrassing bits, the bits that I want to hide away with a vengeance. You've got everything. You have my heart. Whatever I had with Alex, it pales in comparison. Because it wasn't this. It wasn't me. You have all of me, and I just adore you, and I love you. I adore you. And that I can be myself. That I don't have to hide, that I don't want to hide, that I am scared, but so excited. So full of love. I love you. You are my heart. You are my home. You are my everything. So, just come here. Just come here because I really need to kiss you. Oh, I love you. I really, really love you. Have I mentioned that at all? Once or twice. Are we alright? Oh, don't. No. Darling, it's fine. It's... I love you. And I adore you, and I think you're wonderful and gorgeous and sweet and stubborn. Too stubborn. Way too stubborn, just annoyingly stubborn. But you have nothing to worry about. Nothing to be jealous of, because you're the one I love. You're the one I am myself with. You are the one that I let, and you're the one. Oh, don't apologize. Stop it. Don't. You have nothing to apologize for. Oh, darling, just let me love you. Let me hold you. Let me kiss you. And let me have your hoodie. Yeah, it was worth a try. Oh, there's that smile that I adore. Why don't we go and sit on the sofa and just snuggle for a while? It can wait. It can all wait. I need some snuggle time. So do you. Come snuggle. Let me show you just how much I adore you. And just how much I want that hoodie. Oh, I am definitely not giving up. Because I am stubborn and I am in love with you. So very much in love with you. And that means that hoodie, oh, it's going to be mine. Oh, no. It's definitely going to be mine. It's just a matter of time. Oh, you are so adorable. But so wrong.